This is the weekly news in review from the harpers.org website, posted October 2nd, 2007. And by Miriam Markowitz on the harpers.org website. And I'm Bennett, your faithless host from Kill Radio. And this, of course, concerns the news of the past week. But first, I have to mention that I saw Clarence Thomas speaking on the 60 Minutes television program on Sunday night. And he really, really deeply annoyed me because he lied. He's got a new book, the first time he's kind of publicly spoken. His book is called My Grandfather's Son, and it represents that he grew up real poor, in really poor down south, in a racist south, but he pulled himself up by his bootstraps, and now he's a Supreme Court justice for 15 years or so, and so he's a great man. They showed him driving around in his 40-foot-long RV, and he and his wife travel around and look at America, but they're... And I heard some... I heard one of the right-wing assholes talking about what a great, fine man Clarence Thomas was. And it just makes my blood boil when I see this bastard. I think he's a scum. I'm sorry. The man never served any time on the bench. He becomes a judge, and then he becomes the head of the Equal Opportunities Employment Commission, the EEOC, or EEOC, whatever it is, Employment Opportunities Commission. And when he's picked to be a Supreme Court judge by G.H. Bush, he's never really served any time on the bench. Now, I mean, am I crazy? But isn't the idea the Supreme Court judge is the best justices and that they're on the bench to decide major law decisions because of their years and years of experience? Well, not in Clarence Thomas's case, because he never served as a judge anywhere. And he's opposed to affirmative action? This liar pulled himself up by his bootstraps indeed. The only reason that he's on the Supreme Court is because he's black and conservative. That's what they were looking for, and that's all that they were looking for. It doesn't matter that he never served any time on the bench. So whenever I hear that name, I get really ticked off, because he does not belong in the Supreme Court. And by the way, Republican Anita Hill, who spoke out against him at his confirmation hearings, has never backed down on her statements about what she said about him. She's never once backed down. She was telling the truth. The man does not deserve to be on the Supreme Court, but then the Supreme Court has been nothing but shameful to this country for a long time. That's not part of the news and review. That's part of Bennett's commentary. Now to the news and review. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, hailed by his countrymen as the Socrates of the third millennium, oh yeah, for disarming other speakers through his sharp reasoning, gave a speech on Monday of last week in which he claimed that Iran had no homosexuals and disavowed reports of his nuclear ambitions. There was a lot of people laughed at the no homosexuals thing. I think what he probably more properly meant is we don't have out homosexuals like you do in this country. They don't, because they put them to death. I don't think he really meant there were no homosexuals. I think that he meant that we don't have them like we do in this country. And I prefer this country, don't you? But Ahmadinejad said, let me tell a joke here in his speech. I think the politicians who are after atomic bombs or testing them, making them, politically they are backward, retarded. Now remember, this guy has really no authority. He's not the real leader of his country. He's a kind of a pocket despot. Sort of like the way people picture George Bush. On Tuesday, Ahmadinejad met with Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe, addressed the United Nations, where he announced that he would disregard any resolutions adopted by the Security Council, not that he has any say in his country, and hosted a reception at the Intercontinental Hotel that was attended by Brian Williams and Christine Arnanapour. President George W. Bush skipped all events related to the UK discussions on global warming, except for dinner, because he was holding his own summit later in the week. Reporters covering the Bush conference received a pocket-sized handout aimed at dispelling myths about the administration's environmental policy, including the myth that Bush refuses to admit that humans are a factor in climate change or that climate change is real. Essentially, this is a change in the administration, since he put as a head of the Environmental Protection Agency somebody who works for ExxonMobil and so therefore is against the environment anyway. So the fact that he's admitting it is a shift anyway. Got to admit that. A February 2003 transcript of a meeting between Bush and Spanish Prime Minister José María Aznar surfaced, showing that Bush had knowledge that Saddam Hussein was prepared to go into exile in February 2003. In the transcript, Bush complained about former French President Jacques Chirac, who thinks he's Mr. Arab, and the European attitude toward Hussein. "Maybe it's because he's dark-skinned, far away, and Muslim," said the president. "Lots of Europeans think everything's okay with him." The annotated text of Bush's address to the UN General Assembly appeared briefly on the UN website. The speech included phonetic spellings for the name of French President Nicolas Sarkozy, Kyrgyzstan, Mauritania, and the Zimbabwe capital, Harare. yes, phonetic spellings, so he could read them out loud. A White House transcript of Bush's Wednesday speech on education was amended from "children do learn" to "children's do learn." And British researchers studying intelligence announced that men were disproportionately represented in both the top and bottom two percentiles. Yes, men are the smartest and the stupidest in the world. Somehow that makes sense. Protesters in Burma, which tied Somalia for the 2007 title of Transparency International's Most Corrupt Nation, taunted soldiers in the country's largest anti-government demonstration since 1988. "Fuck you, army," jeered some protesters. "We only want democracy." "May the people who beat monks be struck down by lightning," implored others. Rwanda, which will soon be paid a humanitarian visit by Paris Hilton, was named the most improved country in sub-Saharan Africa. Former Peruvian President Alberto Fujimori was extradited to Peru and is expected to become the first head of state to be tried by the country he once led. And former South African President Nelson Mandela opened a shopping mall in Soweto. James Raza, who cleaned the Kennebunkport pool of former President G.H. Bush, told a reporter that if every American had to pool boy for these people for a day, you'd have a revolution on your hands. Both the Magna Carta and pearls that once began to Marie Antoinette were being readied for auction. And a Rudy Giuliani supporter in Palo Alto, California, charged guests $9.11 per person to attend a fundraiser. The board of the World Trade Center Survivors Network voted to remove its president after doubts were cast as to whether she was a survivor at all. That's an embarrassing story. The Department of Homeland Security announced that completion of a $20 million virtual fence pilot project along the Mexican border near Tucson would be delayed because its cameras and radar were unable to distinguish people and vehicles from bushes and cows. Nike unveiled the Air Native, a sneaker that has a larger fit for the distinct foot shape of American Indians and features several heritage call-outs, including sunrise patterns, feather designs, and stars representing the night sky. The Mexican shoemaker who made the pair of ostrich skin cowboy boots that former President Vicente Fox gave to President Bush was indicted after the contraband skins of sea turtles, caimans, and other endangered species were found in an associate's warehouse. Riverside, New Jersey joined the list of towns across the nation that were rescinding anti-immigrant ordinances because they were hurting local economies. The business district is fairly vacant now, but it's not the legitimate businesses that are gone, said former Mayor Charles Hilton. It's all the ones that were supporting the illegal immigrants, or, as I like to call them, the criminal aliens. Hilton, huh? A bus company on the Isle of Wight planned to teach visiting foreign students how to wait in lines. An Austrian judge refused to declare a chimpanzee a person. And the Tennessee Court of Appeals ruled women must return engagement rings should their wedding be canceled, even if the ring was received on Christmas Day. A 14-year-old boy was reported to be the sixth American to die this year after contracting a brain-eating amoeba that thrives in warm water lakes. Miss Moneypenny, that is Lois Maxwell, a Canadian, died. She played Miss Moneypenny in several of the James Bond movies, or 14 of them or something. And she also was an actress. There are photos of her and Marilyn Monroe together back from the 50s. And two women dressed as ninjas and armed with a sword and dagger robbed a Pennsylvania gas station of cash, cigarettes, and lottery tickets. Officials in Peru said that collective psychosis, rather than a meteorite, was to blame for an epidemic of sickness in a Peruvian town. And the Navy made plans to alter the barracks at Naval Base Coronado in California after satellite imagery showed the buildings were arranged in a swastika. Yeah, I saw that. That's ridiculous. Shannon Wisnant, a North Carolina man who found a leg in a barbecue smoker, was hoping to share custody of the leg with the man from whom it was amputated. Wisnant has been charging adults $3 and children $1 to look inside the empty smoker. It's a strange incident, and Halloween's just around the corner, he said. The price will be going up if I get the leg. So yeah, that's the news for the week. If you want to see any links to those stories, go to the harpers.org website and look up the weekly news and review. Until then, I hate Clarence Thomas, and I'm really disappointed in the Supreme Court. Oh, and the Republicans who refused to go to that black college, you know, the top line people, the McCain and Romney and Giuliani, really showed how much the Republican Party really does hate black people. And with that, that's the news. Get out of here.